Old St. Mary's Cathedral in Chinatown refuses to give up, no matter how bad the natural disaster.
The earthquake was not as devastating as the fire itself.
The bells of St. Mary's have marked the hours for more than 150 years, through the worst earthquake in San Francisco history, the magnitude 8.2 quake that nearly leveled the city in 1906. Father Peter Shea looks after this architectural survivor.
It still is surprising that the old foundations would have been able to stand up.
And stand up it did. St. Mary's was gutted by the fires that followed the quake, but the structure remained relatively intact.
A couple of pieces did fall off the tower in 1906.
When the shaking stopped, St. Mary's was one of the few buildings left standing in Chinatown, and the only one that was salvageable.
It was total devastation, no question.
Mary Lou Zoback with the U.S. Geological Survey says you could hear it coming.
A lot of people reported a roaring sound.
The best approximation.
Many freight trains.
100 years later, Zoback is waiting for that sound to return.
Could this happen again?
It will happen again.
The only question is when.
The really big earthquakes like this on the San Andreas on average occur maybe every 150 to 250 years, and that's really as close as we can call it.
And when it does.
It'll be devastating. I think that's probably the best word. So imagine the 1989 earthquake, 30 of them occurring at once, and that would be the equivalent energy release.
Energy that will not be kind to the older buildings in the area.
No, they won't all survive.
In the meantime, Old St. Mary's is being strengthened and retrofitted in hopes of continuing its survival.
We're hoping for all that money it'll hold up against the next one.
But Father Shea is not ruling out divine intervention.
Yeah, the fact that it managed to stand up and has managed to keep going now for 150 years is a remarkable thing, whether you'd call it a miracle or not, I'm not sure.
A miracle for the cathedral that wouldn't quit. For the Hearst Foundation, I'm William Pitts.